Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From rare whales off the coast of Ireland to tributes to Sinead O'Connor on her anniversary in Wicklow, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me to tell us about all the stories that just didn't quite make the national headlines this week. Happy Friday. Good afternoon.
Happy Friday. Good afternoon to you.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I'm going to another children's birthday party with another Benson Castle. I know. I need new friends, I think. I'm at
that age.
That's
two weekends in a row.
I know.
Yeah, but you don't need to go to these parties.
Oh, you feel you have to when you're invited.
No, you don't.
I know, I know.
Listen, I'll have a word with you off air about that. One of those grey ways to get out of that. Sorry.
I know.
You can't spend two weekends in a row going to children's parties. And they're not your children.
I know. If I see one more Benson Castle, I will scream also. You're probably going to Vegas or something, are you?
Oh, well, actually, I am going to our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Who are you?
I am going to Inishowen for a friend's birthday this weekend. I'm actually going to Quigley's Point. That's where I'm going.
And that's known as the Vegas of Ireland?
Well, Donegal in itself is Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Very nice.
I'm back up to Muff.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so basically beside there. That's
lovely.
I'm debating whether to go today or tomorrow.
I'm always get there at the evening time and then you wake up in the
place. I know, it's the tiredness. You know. But anyway, look, we'll get there. But she caught me on the counter. Wasn't me. Saw me kissing on the sofa. Wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. Wasn't me. She even caught me on camera. I'm really interested in the segue here.
This Shaggy and it wasn't me. All will be clear very shortly. We go to Kerry for our first story, where the Kerry man has this most extraordinary interview. And it's kind of one of those things you think only happens on TV or in LA or something like that. But no, there's a private investigator in the UK who is flat out being hired to catch cheating spouses in Kerry.
Why Kerry?
I don't know. Apparently there's huge demand for PI services in Kerry. So your man's name is Aaron Bond, like James Bond. I assume
that's not
his real name.
I hope it is. That's amazing.
The Kerry man has a big interview with him this week. So he's an ex-military man turned private investigator. And in the interview, Aaron says he carries out at least two cases a week in Kerry. So his work ranges from catching out cheating partners to finding missing loved ones, insurance fraud, and tracking people who've taken off with the person's money. Actually, his most recent case in Kerry involved finding a builder that had allegedly taken off with 10 grand in clients' money. But Aaron says that cheating in Kerry is absolutely massive. He says that cheating partners account for 99% of the work they do in Kerry with their clients.
So, it's not just that he works in Kerry. Just he says there's high demand for his services in Kerry.
Absolutely.
With the top of the range request being partners.
Yes, cheating partners. So he's very busy in London, in central London, in the financial district.
Kerry.
And then randomly he's busy in Kerry.
Two a week.
Yeah, he says it's most prevalent in cheating among work colleagues. So if there's any teachers listening.
Yes, teachers? Go on.
They say they catch around three or four people during their lunch break cheating. It's mostly teachers. They tend to pop off at hotels at lunchtime and it's very common there.
How long time at lunchtime?
I don't know.
Sure, it's the break at lunch, not about 45 minutes.
Well, that's all you need sometimes to cheat. Also, he says that Tralee, the cheating is huge in particular.
Stop.
Yes, he says sometimes he earns more money out of Tralee than in the financial district in London. Now, he does have a conscience, by the way, because he says telling people their partner is cheating is actually hard. He does it verbally first and then he'll follow up with a text or an email explaining exactly what he knows about the cheating partner. Now, I did say earlier on he's a former military man. He said he'd been in the military for 12 years and seen a lot of bad stuff in Iraq, but none of that compares to picking up the phone and telling someone that their partner is having an affair. I'm sure the money makes it a bit easier, but he says even though he gets paid for it, it doesn't make it easy to do. So a lot going on in Kerry.
This was an interview you found in the Kerry Man.
It's an extraordinary interview. It's well worth a read. It's available online.
Right, there you go. Very interesting. You're talking about my home county.
Well, it wouldn't be our regional roundup if we didn't tell you about it either.
Well, we have a quota of at least one Donegal story a week.
So we have to have a Donegal story, and we also have to have a story of something lurking in the water.
I know, I'm not able, Shane, for these stories, right, to be quite honest with you. Between sharks off Connemara and I don't know wherever else you mentioned during the last couple of weeks, but this petrifies me.
You wanted to get back sailing. I'm not sure you will anymore.
Well, I was actually, there was talk of going for a swim in Inishowen this weekend, but You're afraid. What I mean? Anyway, what's in the water now?
Well, it's happy news for an awful lot of people. So a critically endangered North Atlantic right whale has been spotted off the coast of Ireland for the first time in more than a century. Holidaymaker Adrian Maguire from Tyrone found this large, dark body of the whale on the surface of the water while he was out fishing for mackerel in McSwine's Bay. Do you know it?
I know of it, but yeah. I'm not overly familiar with it. I don't think I've ever been. So it's not terrible, like.
I know.
I need to actually do a tour of my home county.
He got in the boat, went off fishing for mackerel and saw this off McSwine's Bay. And he said the sound of the blowing was incredible to hear in real life. It's the first sighting of a North Atlantic right whale off Ireland in 114 years. And these whales are exceptionally rare. There's only 400 of them left. So this is how rare it is. They can grow up to 16 metres in length. So quite a spectacle to see. And they're usually found on the other side of the Atlantic. And the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group says it's wonderful news, but it's urging anyone who encounters the whale to please give it space. Not an issue for you because you'd run a mile.
Don't worry about that. I'll not be going anywhere near it. This is a great story about this cafe owner in Dublin.
This is my story of the week because all this week in particular we've had an awful lot of moaning going on. People are very angry online. There's a lot of uncertainty out there in the world with the hacking and Donald Trump and all this stuff. So this is just a lovely story from The Independent. Yeah. No ulterior motive, just a lovely story. A South Dublin cafe owner is giving over 65s free coffee as a special tribute to his grandmother. Nick Seymour owns a coffee shop in Ranelagh and he introduced the simple measure to try and bring some heart back to the local community, which is unusual to find, I would say, in a city centre. But Ranelagh has that sort of village feel and he's
a lovely little village,
gorgeous, yeah. So Nick's grandmother often said that she felt the older generation who went through so much were the first to be forgotten and a lot of them drop out of daily contact, and the ethos in Nick's coffee is all about community. So the over 65s can walk in and get any coffee that they want, and apparently regularly in the morning time they get people over 80 coming in very early. They're regulars, and then there's afternoon groups who land in of over 65s, come in and chat, and it doesn't cost them a penny. So we're not allowed to advertise businesses, but well done to Nick's Coffee.
Fair play
Ranelagh
to them. No, they absolutely are going to get a shout out on Lunchtime Live because that's just a lovely thing to do.
It's gorgeous,
yeah.
So we all remember where we were when we heard Sinead O'Connor had died. Actually, next Friday, this day next week, is the first anniversary of her death. So it's been a full year.
I believe that's a year.
Yeah. Beautiful, talented Sinead, as we hear there. And her fans want to do something special to mark the 1 year anniversary. Of course, we all know Sinead lived in Bray and loved Bray. And the local paper, The Bray People, says fans of Sinead O'Connor from as far away as New Zealand are going to travel to Ireland to commemorate the singer's passing in July last year. And there's a big event planned for Bray. It started out as a small invitation among Sinead O'Connor fans on Facebook. But this event is going to be held next Friday. It's called Thank You for Hearing Me and it's gaining traction on social media. It's billed as a day-long celebration of Sinead's life and music. The organiser is a woman who lives in Holland. She's going to bring her camper van, I think, over on the ferry, and she said she's been contacted by people from all over Europe and even New Zealand planning to come to Bray. If you want to get involved, they're meeting at sunrise at 5:30 next Friday morning.
Lovely.
Then they're going to go to Bray Head and to Dean's Grange in Dublin. Then at 11 o'clock in the morning, they'll gather in front of Sinead's house. We all remember the house on the Strand there.
Yep.
So they'll stand outside the house and they'll sing Thank You for Hearing Me out of respect for Sinead. Then they move on, sit on the beach, and then later that evening, there's going to be a bandstand, obviously in Bray, with musicians. Although the only thing I will say, there's a bit of disappointment locally that there's no formal tribute to Sinead planned in Bray for the 1 year anniversary. And the local council says nobody has contacted them for official permission to use the bandstand for the commemoration. So it's all a bit ad hoc. And there is the Summer in Bray Festival on at the same time. So no official event in Bray for Sinead O'Connor's passing, but the fans are getting together.
Okay. And people travelling from New Zealand, across the world this too.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of European countries coming over.
You'll hear more about that. Just finally, winning Kilbeggan races as the best dressed.
Yes.
With a charity shop find.
There's a hope for
That's
all of us.
That's a great story.
Yeah. I'm from just out the road from Punchestown, so I was always very aware of the best dressed competition at Ish or at the horse show. And I kind of always assumed you only win if you spent an absolute bomb on your outfit. I thought this had to be custom made for you and cost a fortune.
Yeah, I think now there's probably an appetite to look for people who are, you know, opted for more sustainable fashion or re-wearing something from 60 years ago or
sustainable
upcycling.
Fashion, affordable fashion, and this certainly was because it gives hope to anyone looking to win Best Dressed. Money can't buy you style, it would seem, because the winner of the Best Dressed competition at the recent Kilbeggan Races Midlands National found her Ralph Lauren dress in a charity shop. She's from Kilbeggan. Katie Moran picked up the prize in the ladies competition last Friday, and her Ralph Lauren dress was bought from Oxfam Ireland. Judges say she styled it so perfectly with her accessories. She even made some of the accessories herself. So that's all about sustainability. And she also won a prize worth €5,000, including €2,000 in cash. So the message here, check out the charity shops.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it is. And money doesn't buy you class.
No.
Or style.
No, and like some people just have a great eye though, don't they? For finds on charity shops.
She got this in a charity shop, and she also wore a white and black hat from a local milliner in Tullamore as well.
Lovely, very good. Listen, enjoy your the child's party at the weekend.
Thank you. And if you hear of me going to another, please shoot me because I'm done with children's parties.
No, I'll give you an excuse for next weekend, don't worry.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.